Our first place winner from the Wheaton Central High School is Michael Rasfeld.
The typical comedy reading introduction is supposed to tell what the selection is about and why the person chose it. Well, what Beyond the Fringe is about is sort of hard to explain because it's a review, but why I chose it is easy. It was written by four very experienced comedians, Jonathan Miller, Alan Bennett, Peter Cook, and Dudley Moore. But another reason, probably the more important of the two, is the fact that they are all English. For the entire review as a dry flavor or quality which can be best described as British humor, which I think is evident in what they call the Studio 5 interview program from the BBC from Beyond the Fringe.
Good evening. This evening we have here with us several distinguished visitors. The first I'd like to introduce right away. Space is very much in our minds these days. And to talk about space and science in general is Mr. Quinton Hogg, the British Minister of Science. Good evening, Mr. Hogg.
Good evening.
I'd like to ask you just a few simple questions. First of all, does Britain have any specific plans for a space probe?
Yes. We do have a space probe up our sleeves. It is to be launched shortly by Her Majesty the Queen, who at a given signal, which is a nudge from C.P. Snow, we press a button which will then bounce a radio signal off of three fixed points in the heavens. Mars, Venus, and God.
Sir, then you don't feel that Britain is lagging behind other countries in this field?
Good heavens, no! I mean, what other country can boast of the second largest radio telescope in the world? Soon we might even have possibly the third largest, and soon the fourth, and all with the same equipment.
A wonderful achievement, Mr. Hogg. Sir, I wonder if you could tell me, sir, is there life in space?
What do you want to ask me that for? That's a ridiculous question. Are they awful little creatures, aren't they?
No, sir, I said life. I'm sorry, I thought you said lice. I wouldn't really know about lice. You'd have to ask the Prime Minister about lice. All right, sir. May I ask you this final question, sir? How can the atom be harnessed for peaceful purposes?
Yes, I can explain that. It all has to do with the internal molecular structure of the atomic particle. Are you familiar with the internal molecular structure of the atomic particle?
Not personally, no, sir.
Well, then I'll explain this to you. See, within the atom there are two things, the nucleus and the electron. Now, I'll let my left hand will be the nucleus, and my right hand will be the electron. Now, within the atom, they are revolving around and around each other like this, you see, at a fantastic rate of speed. Actually, they're closer, like this. And they're going around and around each other, and there's a tremendous amount of energy to be harnessed here, you see. And this is exactly what we are doing in British science today.
Thank you very much, Mr. Hogg. Next, I'd like to welcome the newly appointed Lord Chamberlain. I'd like to ask Lord Chamberlain just one simple question, and that is, sir, what are your views on censorship in the theater?
Censorship in the theater? Yes, well, I firmly believe that there is far too much sex and violence getting by in the name of entertainment these days. I mean, I go to the theater to be taken out of myself.
I don't go there to see lust and rape and incest and sodomy. I can get all that at home. Thank you very much, Lord Chamberlain. Next, I'd like to welcome the newly appointed head of Scotland Yard in England.
Good evening.
Sir Arthur Gappy.
Good evening.
And I would like to ask Sir Arthur.
Good evening.
Just a few simple questions about the train robbery in England.
Good evening.
Which has baffled the British police for several months.
Good evening.
Good evening, Sir Arthur. I'd like to ask you just a few simple questions about the train robbery.
Good evening, yes. I would like to make one point quite clear at the outset, and that is when I speak of a train robbery, I of course involve no loss of train. Rather, the contents of the train, which you'd like to say were pilfered. I mean, we haven't lost a train since 1946, I believe it was, the year of the great snow. We mislaid a small one. But, I mean, a huge, enormous train is a very difficult thing to lose, you see, compared, for example, to a small jewel around a lady's neck. If you were to bend over, it could fall up into the ocean or into the gutter, even if she was standing by the sidewalk. But compared to an immense, bulky, cumbersome train with smoke pouring out of its smokestack, it's a very difficult thing to misplace, you see.
I think you've made that point rather well, Sir Arthur. Sir, may I next ask you, who do you believe to have perpetrated this awful crime?
We believe this to be the work of thieves. And I'll tell you why. The whole pattern is terribly reminiscent of past robberies in which we have found thieves to be involved. The telltale loss of property. The snatching away of the money substance. It all points to thieves.
So then, sir, you feel that thieves are responsible?
Good heavens, no. I feel that thieves are totally irresponsible. Going around snatching people's money, I think that's terrible.
I can appreciate that, Sir Arthur.
You may appreciate that, but most people don't appreciate having their money snatched away from them. I should have to consider you rather odd fish if you appreciate your money being snatched away from you.
Yes, I think you misunderstand. Sir, who in your opinion is behind the criminals?
Well, we are considerably behind them. Months. Months, days, even seconds behind them.
No, sir, I mean, who is the organizing genius behind the crime?
Well, now, of course, you're asking me who the organizing genius behind the crime is.
You're a man of very acute perceptions, Sir Arthur.
Yes, we believe this to be the work of a mindermast.
A mindermast?
Yes, a mindermast.
Sir, what exactly is a mindermast?
A mindermast? Well, a mindermast is the code word we use at Scotland Yard for a mastermind. We find that mastermind depresses the men, you see, when you say they're up against a mastermind. That sounds terrible. So you say mindermast, and this calms them down quite a bit.
I see. So do you have any idea who this mindermast might be?
Yes. Through the wonderful equipment of Identikit. Are you familiar with the Identikit?
Yes, isn't that where you piece together the face of the criminal?
Not exactly, no. It's where we're only able to piece together the appearance of the face of the criminal. We can't actually piece the face together. I wish we could. It would make our job much easier. I mean, once you've captured the criminal face, the other criminal parts are not hard to find. The criminal body is situated directly beneath the criminal face, joined, of course, by the criminal neck.
Sir, do you have any idea who this mindermast might be?
Yes, through the wonderful equipment of Identikit, or as the French poppishly call it, l'identiki, we have built up an amazing likeness to the Archbishop of Canterbury.
Sir, you mean His Grace is your number one suspect?
Well, let me put it this way, Tom. His Grace is the man we are currently beating the living daylights out of down at the Yard.
Sir, then His Lord, God bless him, resembles the man you are looking for.
No, I'm happy to say His Grace no longer resembles the picture we built up 7 months ago. I think it changed for the better. He thinks for the worse.
Difference of opinion, I suppose there would be. Sir, I also understand that some of the stolen money has been recovered.
Yes, it has.
What's being done with it, sir?
We're spending it as quickly as we can. A short life, but a merry one down at the Yard. Good night.
Good night, Sir Arthur. And good night from Studio 5.